Starbucks has long been known as a company which is very supportive of military families. Recently, CEO Howard Schultz pledged to hire 25,000 veterans and military spouses by 2025. This fresh goal comes after the company hit a previous pledge of 10,000 a year early. The announcement came during Schultz's last annual meeting as CEO, as his groomed successor is taking the reins. Starbucks has also vowed to open 100 more stores nationwide that are meant to be especially welcoming and supportive for military communities. The 32 that are already up and running are located near military bases. In addition, by 2020, the chain also plans to hire 100,000 younger employees who are either not in school or unemployed, building on a commitment it made to hire 10,000 such workers by 2018. You may not like Starbucks coffee, but there's little to disagree with in Starbucks' strategic approach to human capital and broadening its talent pools. From Kaplan Partners, I'm Alan Kaplan for KYW News Radio.